You're listening to Mom and Doc Talk, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with an emphasis on homeopathy.
Hi, I'm Jody the Mom.
And I'm Dr. Barr the Doc, and welcome to Mom and Doc Talk, where we're going to talk all things healing pans and pandas. And today we're continuing our conversation about homeopathy. And we're doing a special episode dedicated just to this idea of finding the one, because it comes up so frequently. And there are some beliefs that classical homeopathy, or what sometimes people will call constitutional homeopathy, that if you find like one remedy, I put it akin to like homeopathic astrology. They're like, if you find the one remedy that you needed at conception, that you could take this and you'll be your superhero, basically. Like, you won't get sick. It'll be the only remedy you ever need. If you get sick, it'll make everything go away and you'll be essentially invincible. And that's just not the case. So we wanted to have an episode where we talk about that, and we talk about how you, Jody, because like once upon a time you felt that way too, and you would get frustrated with me and say like the first time we had a really big change with a remedy, you were like, well, this was the one we needed. Why didn't you just give this to me all along? Like, we wasted so much time. And now you have a different understanding of that, having seen the whole healing process with you and multiple people, and seeing it with like all the people in our community that you support regularly. So I'm going to lean on you a bit for this one, because this is really a lot to do with like our mindset and our ways of like relating to, yeah, to health and healing. So
this is probably like the absolute worst way to explain it, but I'm going to explain it like this. Is what you just said, like we got to the first, I think Causticum was the first, yeah, remedy where I was like, what in the world is this? Like, this is amazing. This is my before pants. Like, I just started to really see Avery, like my before pants Avery. Like, she was coming out of that fog and haze, and it was amazing. But then, you know, she did really well. And then she did the expected step backwards, and we went kind of back into some struggle. And it was literally like, it was like crack to me. That's so bad. But it, like, I wanted that so bad. And it always felt like we were one step away from that. It always felt like I remember I used to ask myself, like, why doesn't she just give us that remedy? Not that specific remedy, but like, we were always right there. And I was like, the whole way through, I was like fiending for that, the way that she responded to the Causticum that one way. And I always felt like there was going to be a specific remedy that we would change to, and we would get that result again. And so it's hard to like snap out of that and accept healing and accept allowing. And, but when I finally, quite a ways in, when I finally stopped like thinking, okay, it's the next one, it's going to be the next one, is when I kind of settled into it a little bit more and was like, okay, we're allowing this little body to heal. We're not just desperately searching for this one remedy that does what I want it to do.
Yeah. So there's another thing that happened to you too, that you've still struggled with occasionally, is that you'll find a remedy that you're like, oh, this was amazing. This did such amazing things for my kid. And they stop responding to it, and you don't want to leave, because you then have it in your head that like, this is the one and nothing is going to be as amazing as this one. And I've had to say to you, like, don't get attached to a remedy, get attached to healing. And if you're attached to healing, we have to follow what the body's telling us in order to continue that healing process. And your body's telling us, this isn't the one anymore.
Yeah. I love that. You just recently said that to me, like probably 2 months ago. And I was like all this time, I get so attached to what a specific remedy has done. And in reality, it wasn't what the specific remedy had done. It was a tiny bit of what that remedy had done, but also what all the other remedies before it had done.
Right.
So it wasn't
all the remedies that lead up to a remedy that leads to like really substantial improvement. Those were little nudges that were getting to the body to the place that it could have a bigger response too. Right. Yeah. Because there's just layers and layers of things that we have to deal with and like nudging the body to get to the place that it can have a great response. Some people have an amazing response to the first remedy that they take within a few days of getting the remedy recommended to them. And some people are, you know, it takes a while and we have to like chip away and chip away and chip away before the body has the capacity to like explode through. Right. And like have a really big response. And there can be multiple remedies that you can have a really fantastic response to. And they might have lots of remedies with like smaller responses in between. So there's two different ways to look at this whole concept of like the one, right? So there is not a remedy for PAN. So if you're here to this on this episode listening, hoping that I'm going to say, if your kid has PANs, give this remedy and your kid's going to get better. That's not going to happen because there are literally hundreds of remedies that will be effective for PAN's kids. We've got a enormous stash of homeopathic remedies in our office for our clients. And it's hundreds and hundreds that we use for these kiddos that, you know, and no two kids, like even two kids that need the same remedy aren't going to have the exact same presentation. So there's no way to tell us like, here is the remedy for PANs or PANDAS. So that's just not going to happen. So if somebody's trying to sell you a PANs remedy, there's something missing. It's probably not going to be very effective. If it happens to be effective for you, you're lucky, you know? And then there's also not going to be like the one for you. There might be remedies that you would come back to frequently that you would need multiple times, but you're probably going to need multiple different remedies to get through the healing process. Occasionally, I think I can count on one hand the number of times I have gotten somebody from initial intake to fully recovered using a single remedy in multiple potencies, never in only one potency, multiple potencies of a single remedy, less than five times that I have managed to do that. And I have a pretty good success rate with the people that we've worked with. You know, not 100%, nobody's ever 100%, right? If somebody's 100%, also don't trust that, right? So there's not going to be the one for you, nor is there the one for PANs or PANDAS. What something though that like people will hold on to that I think is a good the one to hang on to is that you just need the next one. So not necessarily the one, but the next one to help you get through the healing process. It just takes one remedy and responding to that for as long as the body is going to, and then it takes one more, like the next one, and then it takes the next one. And eventually you're not going to need any at all. Because homeopathy is a healing modality, and like eventually over time, and we'll talk about what the healing journey tends to look like in an upcoming episode. But it will get to the point that you're not going to need things long term. That said, you might have acute illnesses that there might be a remedy or two that like is a regular, or like a frequent flyer that you go back to, that tends to be what your susceptibility is. Like if you tend to have weak lungs and like your respiratory illnesses tend to settle in the upper part of your lungs, and you tend to have this type of presentation, then of course, if you have a similar presentation that happens in a similar susceptibility or specific susceptibility, you might have a remedy that is a frequent flyer in your house, especially for like colds or flus. But that doesn't mean that it's like, if you just take it forever, you're going to prevent all colds and flus and you're going to prevent everything, because we still have, you know, our environment that we have to contend with.
I think I struggle with a lot of times I see moms, especially in the group, sometimes talking to moms, but they're like, we are going and like we are on this remedy that there's like just lots of back and forth and everything just kind of stinks and I don't love it. And we still just haven't found the one. And it's like, oh, wait. This one is the one, even though it doesn't feel warm and fuzzy and great and wonderful, it's still the one. It's the one right now because your kid's responding and it just doesn't feel great. After this one, there's the next one. And that could potentially be one where you see more outward signs of healing and things get better. And it also might not be. That also might be another one where you're sitting in this not great, perfect, wonderful place. But the thing is you have to keep going and you have to be in it through the ones that aren't, you know, shiny and outwardly amazing in order to get to that place of healing. And another one is, it breaks my heart when I see families leave homeopathy because they haven't found the one. That's so hard for me. And there's a little piece of me that understands it too, because going through the whole back and forth of healing, it takes a lot of perseverance, a lot of patience. And it's a hard thing to do whenever our kids are suffering. Yeah. But it's not that you haven't found the one. It's just the body hasn't gotten to that place of healing where you're seeing that longer lasting symptom improvement and the good stuff. So those two places are where I'm like, oh, wait, it's not the one. It's just healing. And this is what healing looks like. It looks like this for all of us.
I mean, this is like, there's so many things that like we have lessons in homeopathy that extend to life and lessons from life that can be borrowed for homeopathy, right? And I think that this is just another example of one of those things that we want to believe that there is, you know, the one for us, like in a romantic relationship, or like that we've got friends that we're just going to connect with in this perfect way. And like, or that somebody's going to be the be all end all for us and everything to us. And not only is one that just not really realistic in life, period, that the reality is that the person, if we do like the relationship metaphor, the person who we end up choosing to be the one, or that we stick with for the longest period of time, or that maybe is our forever. Occasionally people they marry their first love, right? And like they had one person and that's it. But it's pretty rare, right? For most people, we learn from every relationship that preceded, whether it was a decent relationship, if it was a fun relationship, if it was a really profound relationship, but that just didn't work out, or it was great for us for a time and then no longer was. All of those inform who we are and help us grow and help us get to the place so that we can be ready for the next one that's coming along. And the same thing is true with homeopathic remedies, that like each one that has an effect in the body is helping get the body to the place where it's going to be able to respond to the next one in line. There's sometimes people will also have like questions of like, well, can you tell which one needs to be like, it needs to do this one, then this one, then this one. And like, not really, honestly, because we can have an idea of they're probably going to need this at some point in their healing journey, but we don't know when, and we don't know, like we have to not only go with what the body has already shown us, but what the body's going to show us with things that we can't even predict they're going to happen yet, you know? So we don't know if their best friend is going to end up like turning on them, if they're going to end up becoming victim of being a bully or something, or if they're, you know, how they're going to handle puberty, or if they're going to have a hurricane that takes their house down. Like we can't predict what's going to happen and how the body's going to respond to those things. So we can't just also say like, well, you need this, and then 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 you're done, because we don't have the one, but we know the ones that have gotten you to this point. So we always have to be looking at what's happening in the body, in the moment, in the environment and circumstances that are with us in order for it to be effective. And like what works for us in this circumstance is not necessarily what's going to work for us in a similar circumstance, but a different environment.
Yeah. It's so hard though. It's hard to turn that switch off in a mom, especially when
turn it off in a human, you know, because it's like we, especially in Western society. I can only speak to the society I grew up in. Like we want everything fast and we want it perfect. And we don't want to have to wait, and we want it to have it like take effect now. And we want to like, just, okay, done, wrap this up and move on to the next thing. And you know, things that are really worth it and things that are going to last tend to be messier. Like we want homeopathic medicines to heal our bodies in the way that ibuprofen suppresses symptoms. But ibuprofen, you can take it forever and it's never going to actually heal pans. It's just going to keep suppressing the fire because it's not putting the fire out. Yeah. And it's eventually going to cause stomach problems and other side effects that's going to make it intolerable, and it's going to create other issues, right? Same thing with like antibiotics. And so it's, if we're allowing the body to heal, it's going to be a little bit messy. And there's not going to be just one remedy, just one potency. And it can be a hard thing to wrap your brain around and to be patient with, especially when you're struggling and suffering. So like you've acknowledged it. I want to acknowledge it too. Yeah. When you are struggling, when you are suffering, it is very hard to wait, and to like keep the long game in mind. Yeah. And it, for most people who do, they end up sharing that they are so grateful that they did, because they tend to get to the end goal faster when they are patient with the process and don't try to intervene to make things go faster.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a definite shift. And I think it takes a long time. I also kind of think it comes to like the realization, kind of like what you're just talking about, of like, what are my alternatives? Like like I feel really guilty for not doing more, because everybody else, I see them all trying these different things with some success. And like, I feel like I'm not doing enough, just sitting here slowly doing homeopathy. But then also at the same time, if I'm not doing homeopathy, my other options are to do these things. And that doesn't align with my long-term goals of having a healthy body and healing and changing susceptibility. And it's like coming into this Zen space and trying to stay there while it's chaos in your house. It's a hard balance, but I know personally that somehow keeping myself in that space allowed Avery's body to get to the point where we were seeing these longer stretches of her being symptom free and doing much better. It's worth waiting to let their bodies heal.
I adore you. And I'm going to point out that you didn't actually stay in the Zen space all that much, that you would use our regular check-ins to get back into a Zen space. And it was almost like there were plenty of times that you needed to talk to me to get back into a space where you could be okay. And like that you needed to borrow my calm and borrow my confidence about the situation. And I know that our Facebook group does that for a lot of people, that people borrow each other's confidence and they borrow each other's calm, and they come to each other for like support and reassurance, from people who've been there and who have led the way in front of them.
Yeah.
So, all right, I think we should probably wrap today, because there's not really a whole lot more to talk about with the one, other than there isn't the one. We will talk to you in our next few episodes about more about the process, about what healing looks like, about what responses people tend to have to remedies. And we will talk about aggravations in a little bit more detail. We've already talked about it a couple of times, but it comes up enough that I would like to have people to have a resource that they can go to that's like a single space when they, if they need to like re-listen to something or re-watch something about aggravations and feel a little bit more calm and confidence about it. And like Jody getting to share your experience, because you got some aggravators in your family. Yes. So we hope that you guys will join us for those episodes coming up about a little bit more in our homeopathy basics. And then we'll dive into a lot more of the like the nuances and the more advanced topics related to homeopathy, to help people really get a good, strong understanding, and then continue to have lots of conversations about all of the things that affect kids with PANS and PANDAS. So we got some great guests that are going to be joining us coming up in the near future. And I'm really looking forward to all of those. So I hope that you'll stick with us. If you haven't already subscribed to or followed us on Spotify or followed us on YouTube, we would really love that. And I know we ask you to every week, but here's my personal request on this particular episode, because I'm really excited about some of the topics that we've got coming up. All right, guys, we'll hopefully see you on the next episode.
We hope you found this episode helpful, hopeful, and inspiring. We try to get a new episode out every week. You can make sure you don't miss any by following us on Spotify or subscribing to our channel on YouTube. If you want to connect with us more, join our Facebook group, Homeopathy for PANS and PANDAS, where we have exclusive weekly videos and answer your questions about, you guessed it, homeopathy for PANS and PANDAS throughout the week. If you are already a member, give us a shout out and let us know what you thought about this episode. If you aren't on Facebook and would like to reach us, you can email us at podcast@resiliencenaturopathic.com. Until next time, take care and remember, this won't be forever.